It's The Huddle. Powered in part by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington, RJSBurlington.com, Able Paint Glass and Flooring. You need it, they've got it. They are Able, AbleVT.com. And by Agave Taco and Tequila Casa, Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at AgaveVT.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant, Go Beyond the Burger, Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at Grazer'sVT.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com, the 101.3 The Game app, and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
Good afternoon, you're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, all to count of four. Internal Evans here. TJ's here. Rich is here. Artie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
I am friggin' magnificent.
You ready to roll, big boy?
Absolutely. Beautiful day. Out on the bike path today. Loving life.
Yeah. I'm a little hungry. Didn't have a good dinner again last night. 18th day in a row. Bad dinner. Wow. And it was one of my favorites. I actually order this when I go out to dinner once in a while. If I go to like a diner, I get, this is one of my top five go-to meals out there. I got Sloppy Joe's.
Okay, so you got that last night, or
yeah,
Beth
made her own sloppy joe.
How do you screw up a sloppy joe?
Very easily. All you have to do is put meat and the sloppy joe mix.
Yes.
But just screw it up when you put the turkey meat in it instead of using real ground beef.
Ah.
Yeah. And then it tastes like garbage.
I was going to say, there's a couple of cans of manwich in
That's what we did.
You know?
Just give me some damn ground beef, would you please? Some good old ground beef. And leave all the grease and stuff in there, and let me have a meal for once in my life.
Well, now there's,
my goodness,
there's something about turkey burger. Is this an effort on Beth's part to get you to eat healthier?
All the people with the turkey burger and the plant burger and the bean burger and the impossible burger.
Bean burger.
Good for you. No, there is.
Rich is. Yeah. Rich can't figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, there's something else other than spaghetti?
I went home to have a burger last night. The ground beef in my fridge was a month expired.
Dude, do you know Burger King sells, Impossible?
The Impossible Burger. Yeah.
So I don't eat burgers that come from plants. That's just not for me. Maybe for you guys, but certainly not for me. Just give me some good old ground beef is what I want out there.
403, how are you doing, Rich? I couldn't be more magnificent. Arnie, how are you?
My wife just texted, "I'm trying to save your life." Don't try.
Comes out.
Don't try so hard.
Okay.
Don't try, because you know what? Do I really care if I live from 99 to 100? If I kick it 100 or 99, does it really matter?
What if you kick tomorrow?
Okay, you didn't have to go there.
Arnie,
I'm
in the same boat. My wife tried to make pizza.
With
cauliflower.
Oh, I knew you were going to go there. My wife does that. And I will literally take the, I won't say anything. And I'll go, ooh, that smells great. And she'll put a couple pieces on my plate, and I'll just take it and throw it in the trash.
That is
how you eat cauliflower.
And what is her reaction to this?
She's like, what did you just do?
Has she ever pushed quinoa in front of you?
Oh, we have quinoa. We don't eat rice anymore.
Quinoa.
It's like rice. I go, we've been eating rice all our lives. All of a sudden, it's going to kill me.
No.
So I can't have rice anymore.
It's like rice, but only sucky rice.
Yeah,
that
sucky
has no
rice
flavor.
With no flavor. And it's as hard as cardboard. It's as hard as cardboard. It's really one of the worst things to have.
Tony
really
says, guys, I'm a chef. I was hired by this mom and pop up in the Adirondacks not long ago. They insisted on having vegan stuff. The Impossible Burger is cat food.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
That doesn't shock me coming from Burger King. I mean,
I'm still not sure on that whole concept there.
Guess we just lost that sponsor.
Wow. I got to have some ground beef. There's nothing wrong with a little ground beef in your life,
unless
crying out loud.
It's a month expired, as mine was.
Yeah. I mean, my goodness.
And smelled then, okay.
And as much, you can't put enough manwich into that stuff. The sauce, you can't do it. You just can't. I might as well just eat the sauce.
You got to make Sloppy Joe's with venison. Oh, that's good.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
I'm just hoping for ground beef now. I'm just hoping for a little of that.
I think Rich is just going to get sick.
Gross. Yeah. that's why I have. Although last night I changed up the spaghetti. I had penny with cheese.
Oh, yeah. I don't like those noodles. Though.
I mean, you boil the noodles and you throw a bunch of Velveeta on it and you're done.
I would
and
die
8
for
pounds of butter.
I would die for a dinner like that.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah. Luke says quinoa gives you some evil heartburn too.
That yeah. sounds awesome.
Absolutely. It is. What that was the new trend that was quinoa and oh. And Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, people. No, I'm serious. All of
it's
a sudden,
like eating air.
When I was a kid, Brussels sprouts was a punishment. Now it was like some delicacy you get is like an appetizer. Like, are you serious? Really, you need to serve me Brussels sprouts
and asparagus?
Yeah, asparagus. My wife makes asparagus.
Mm.
I only try to eat the jagged part at the top. Right? Isn't that
right.
what you're supposed to eat?
Jagged.
Yeah. Whatever the hell it is.
The top of it.
The top of it.
Sure.
I don't like any of it. It yeah. just doesn't go down well. That cauliflower.
I don't like how fast it goes through your system. I don't know what asparagus is made out of, but man, you're in the bathroom like 20 minutes later.
Faster than beer.
Yeah.
Beth, your wife, says I'll make tofu for dinner. So there you go. You have that to look forward to tonight. And it's your own fault.
I'll be stopping at fast food on the way home.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled about that.
I'll take two Big Macs.
Talk about just for rent.
She ever considers inviting anyone over for dinner, I got to wash my hair that night.
Luke in Burlington, Brussels sprouts really do suck. Yes, chefs are trying to get fancy with them. You can't dress them up enough to make them edible. Yeah, it's the new thing.
I don't know.
Thing,
I always Brussels sprouts, to me, I've always kind of liked with a lot of butter and some pepper.
Johnny said month-expired meat. Rich needs to move in with his women ASAP.
His women.
With his women.
Yeah, my harem.
Your harem. I'm sorry. You got to move in with your harem immediately.
Well, I didn't know what to do with it. I can't just throw it in the garbage, so I just put it in the freezer. Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, until I take the garbage out.
Well, wait a minute.
Good call.
Once it's spoiled, if you put it in the freezer, it won't go back to being unspoiled.
I understand that, but I couldn't just throw it in the garbage. The whole apartment would stink. It's only 100 feet long. The whole apartment is 100 square feet,
basically. Wait. Let me just get this right. You took spoiled meat and put it in your freezer.
Right, to freeze it so it won't stink. Yes, and as soon as I take the garbage out...
He's afraid to throw it in the garbage.
Is there something wrong with you?
Yes. I'll throw it in the garbage when I'm taking the garbage out, which you ever will be heard, like in a month.
You ever heard of a dumpster?
Yeah, I know, but I just didn't feel like holding on that to that disgusting stuff.
That, you know, first I lived vicariously through you, Rich.
And now it's disgusting.
Because I was like, man, he's got his own place. He doesn't have to deal with women. He watches sports whenever he wants. He's a bachelor. And now I'm like...
Bachelor.
God, that apartment must need a female touch in
the
worst
I could
way.
Imagine. It must be horrible.
I vacuumed last night.
Congratulations. Yeah. I was going to say, take the spoiled meat and wrap it up in your only towel. But
and
then
listen,
you have
anybody
left.
That tells you you need to vacuum more than once every 9 months is lying.
Well, if you saw the amount of cat hair that's inside of that vacuum bag.
Oh, my God.
It's about a half a pound of cat hair.
What is wrong with people? Luke says, I freeze old stuff, too, right until garbage day. It was a good idea, Rich.
Yes, thank you. There you go. I mean, what's the difference? I don't want it sitting there rotting in my fridge. It's going to stink.
Tony says, Arnold, you seem to think that most regular people have a dumpster in their yard. Mick says, correct, Rich, stay frozen until garbage day.
There you go.
Is there something wrong with our listeners?
It doesn't stink if it's frozen, right? It's not like I'm going to eat it.
It doesn't stink if you put it in the dumpster.
I just didn't want... I'm going to wait. I didn't want to hold that rotted piece of meat in my hand all the way down four flights of stairs.
Well, thank goodness you are not taking care of an infant. What would you do with a dirty diaper?
Well,
I'm afraid to ask. I'm afraid to put it in the freezer so it doesn't stink. I mean, what is wrong with you? Seriously.
And
what is wrong, not with you, but with you and our listeners, to be honest.
Been there, done that.
And with the new composting laws, I don't think you're really allowed to throw it in the dumpster.
Shane just said you legally need to compost now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll compost.
So all of the wildlife around your apartment are going to be eating the rotten meat.
Yeah, what could go wrong? Oh, look at all the dead animals in my yard. What
this
happened?
This is why you guys get sick all the time.
I haven't used a sick day in 41 years of radio.
You guys are...
Nice try, though.
You're dirty. You guys are
dirty.
Well,
I'm dirty, but I'm not sick.
Well, you guys need to be a little bit cleaner. Seriously. What is that? It's horrifying.
What's horrifying about having frozen meat until it's time to throw it into the garbage?
You know what? After I get off work, I'm going over to Rich's house.
No, you're
I'm
going
to videotape it and see what's the inside.
That would require that I'd have to unlock several doors.
Why do I think there's going to be like ketchup, mustard, mayo?
Yes.
And
keep going. There's a couple other. There's beer in
and
there. A
newspapers lot of beer. From 1985 all the way till now.
Oh, box of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Baking soda.
Yes, there is one of those from about 2 years ago in the back of the fridge. Does that still work after 2 years? I'm not kidding.
Johnny says Rich lives like he's going through the 1941 Depression.
Come on.
You're so dirty.
I live a simple life.
Simple life, but at least it could be a clean, simple life.
It is
Have
clean.
You ever made bathwater gin in your apartment?
Bathwater.
I have nothing in my fridge. You just named it. Mayo, ketchup, mustard.
Rams fan Rob says, gross. Get a grip on your life, Rich.
What?
Which we're going to bring up our new promotion. It's called Fix Rich's Apartment Up, and we're all going to go over to Rich's house and put up like a plant. Maybe something on a wall, a picture.
I have three plants.
And bring a little, bring something over to Rich's house. Maybe a towel.
I don't want anything.
Do you have any pictures on the wall?
There are no pictures on the wall. I have one frame picture of Miranda and I finishing the Vermont City Marathon about 12 years ago.
I'm afraid to ask this.
You don't have like blacklight posters up and stuff, do you?
No Zeppelin pictures anything.
Do you have paper towels?
No. I have one towel that I use in the kitchen. A little one. It's a dry towel that we got from Orange Theory.
So what happens when you spill on the counter?
I wipe it up with the towel.
Okay. The one towel that he owns.
And I bring it to the laundry in Essex every other week.
So the one dirty towel that's dirty.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
And I'm afraid to ask the next question. Do you have toilet paper?
Yes, of course I have. I have about a 12 pack.
You act like, of course I do. I don't know with you.
I have about 12 of them.
But you have no paper towels.
No, I don't need them.
Napkins?
I don't spill anything because I don't cook.
I don't spill anything. I don't spill, no, so why should I need
napkins.
About that?
Of course I don't have any napkins.
That's like me. I don't have a drinking problem. It's more of a spilling problem.
First time texter, if Rich shows up to work stinky, can already put him in the freezer. Gosh, Rich. Jack says, I'm with Arnie. What is wrong with Rich? What is wrong with our listeners? When you have a whole bunch of people that you need to live like with a group of like people, like a
why when
cult
I
th- or
a
something.
Group of people, like a cult.
Yeah, exactly.
Why when I think of Rich's apartment, do I think that he's like one step above the folks in Battery Park in the tents?
The former
they have it better.
Tents.
They have it better than Rich. What are you talking about? They got it better than Rich.
The former tents,
right?
Shane says, Rich, the problem here isn't your lifestyle; it's your honesty. You need to learn to lie about these things.
Ramshead Ralph said, at least you can get a full-size poster of Eli Manning and put that up. Get something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to get. Brings back such great memories
Ted
for me.
Ted Nugent or something.
TJ, get us something like a catalog, and I'll get him like a, what's your favorite group, Millennial or whatever?
Yeah, whatever they're called.
I'll get him a poster of that.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what I have in my
Maybe we should get him some sports fatheads for the walls.
Yeah, how about a lava lamp?
Yeah, get him a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Fatheads. I'm thinking of maybe getting him a fat head of me.
Got
put that up on the wall.
There you go.
I'm thinking that's yes.
Fat heads at work. I don't need any at home.
Exactly what he wants to see at night.
How about a fat head of me? What do you think, Rich? Arnie fat head? Just right up there. Right next to the Arnie dartboard? What do you think about that?
You're making it too easy. Mick in Grand Isle says, can we get Able Paint and Glass to sponsor a home makeover for
that's
Rich?
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
I don't know if it's possible to do Rich to make over your apartment.
There's
but
only 600 square feet. How hard can it be?
Rich, what is the size of your TV first time texter?
55
wants
inches. Wow. Takes up the entire living room.
I was
going
to say that's bigger than the whole place that
yes,
you have.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Rich sleeps on an area smaller than his TV size.
Ken White River says Rich needs a portrait of Nick Foles' Philly special touchdown.
Oh,
that's it.
That's
I
beautiful.
Agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I totally agree on
Shane.
That.
Shane. A fat head of Arnie? You mean a head?
Does he say I have like a big head? Is that what he's trying to say?
Le'Veon Bell is available to clean your house, Rich. Nice.
All right, we got a lot to get to. It is Wednesday.
And it surely must be more entertaining than hearing about my house.
No, actually it isn't really. It's not.
There's really not much to the house.
Why won't
I mean, it's just cat hair and mustard.
Can't you let me over?
Sounds like a country song.
Have you? You've been to my house, haven't you?
Cat hair and mustard.
I think you've been to my house once.
I did, and it's spotless.
It's beautiful.
Well, it's because it's a box in a field. It was built about a week ago.
I know. So that it's just a square box. That's the way I like it. Nice and big so I can hide from people. I don't have to see anybody if I don't want to see anybody.
There's a reason I live on the top floor, and the elevator only goes to the floor below it.
That still cracks me up. I'm still not sure how that happened.
Yeah, it wasn't real funny when they brought that 12-foot sofa upstairs, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. All right, let's get at it. It's a busy Wednesday. You want to get in town for a tire, text line 802-655-6672. No Buster only today, right? Because he's got, like, playoffs and stuff
to worry
about.
I'll tell you what. We've talked to him on the field before Game 7 of a World Series. You know he's busy because he never cancels.
Yeah.
He didn't cancel. He's postponed. He's on tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Boss?
Wow. Yeah, he said he's going to be – he'll be with us tomorrow.
Well, that's because, see, I didn't know that. So we're going to have to move some people around. I like that.
I'm telling you right now, he'll be on with us tomorrow.
Okay. You'll forget about it in about 5 minutes from now, or I'll forget about it 5 minutes from now. All right. By the way, some great rumors going on with the Patriots. Running back.
How much I love that.
A big-time running back, a big-time wide receiver, and a big-time quarterback. That we're going to get to. But first things first, NFL considering to add that extra week to the regular season. I actually told you about this yesterday or the day before. This was going to be, week 18? No big deal, but NFL is really, really kind of scrambling to find some possible solutions in case this starts getting really out of hand. And I'm not saying it's going to get out of hand, but you never know when this is going to happen again. No Thursday game. Games being moved to Tuesday. This seems to be the norm right now.
Right now, they've got it back to normal, and they're getting guys back. The Patriots apparently are certainly getting guys back. You're getting back to mostly Sunday with a Monday, and that's it, including a Sunday night game and a Monday night game. But moving forward, one or two tests, as we've seen, can mess up the whole thing. Although I must say, I did like watching football on a Tuesday night last night.
I loved it.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And they didn't use the theme song in the intro. I was disappointed.
Oh, our Tuesday night, I'm shocked that wasn't used out there. Absolutely shocked. By the way, there's a little Twitter war going on with the Denver Broncos and the Patriots where the Broncos tweeted out, anytime, any place, we'll be ready, because I guess Patriot fans and Patriots were kind of, taking Twitter shots back at them as they were complaining that they never got to play the game last week and they were practicing and all that. So they were jumped on by Twitter. You got to love Twitter. And they responded by saying, anytime, any place, we'll be ready. This may be a really good kind of grudge match here. Both teams waiting to just hit anybody out there. This could be a fun game.
Yeah, this is an important game for both teams. You say, wait a minute, 1-3 at 2-2. Why is that an important game? Denver cannot lose that game Sunday. They have got to win that game. They go to 1-4 in that division, and they're in trouble. Patriots, on the other hand, the real meat and potatoes of that schedule. Although I'm not sure I'm so scared of Buffalo twice anymore after what we saw last night. But, they got San Fran. Who knows what they are, I suppose, coming up. They got Baltimore coming up. So they really need to go to 3-2 Sunday.
Cam looks like, what's the official word? He'll be at practice Thursday, which is tomorrow. So we're going to assume that he's going to play on Sunday. Is that a fair assumption? Or, if you're... you're cleared from COVID if you get to go to practice on Thursday, correct?
I would agree with that assumption.
So, because Belichick is not officially saying who his starter is, so we have to assume it's going to be Cam Newton because he's going to be at practice on Thursday, and so is Stephon Gilmore. So I'm assuming both are going to play on Sunday because they're both allowed to return to practice.
I agree, and it makes all the difference in the world when it comes to you think Vegas is anxious for an answer on Cam Newton? Think about the difference in the line.
I think they actually probably now have come out with the line, because this was a story that came out about 20 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago. So I think Vegas has already adjusted the line and said, okay, Cam Newton's going to play. And I think they're about an 8-point favorite. I'll double check it a little bit later on. Obviously, that's good for the Patriots, but I still think it's going to be a close game. I may go with the upset. I'm thinking like 27-23 Broncos.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I never would have guessed. You're going to pick against the Patriots? How about the Dolphins? They're going to win this week, Arnie?
Dolphins are going to win all their games, but that's beside the point. You don't think that Denver has a shot in this game?
Of course they do.
They're only a touchdown underdog, and it's not like the Patriots, who are 2-2, by the way, must win this game. Not only for a division, if they want any chance in the division, because Buffalo lost, but if you want to get to the playoffs, they got to win this game.
No, the only reason I'm feeling pretty confident because of the existence of Cam Newton on the football field in Foxborough on Sunday. I think that makes all the difference in the world after the debacle we saw against Kansas City, including Stidham, who I've been so anxious to see all year. And he went out there and really didn't do much of anything to restore any confidence for us.
No, Stidham does not. I don't think he's even – I'm surprised if he'll be on the team the rest of the year. He'll never see the field again as far as I'm concerned. He's never going to go and get back out there. Why would you want to put him out if you've got Cam there? That's
well,
sure.
Maybe if they're ahead 37-0 with 10 minutes to play, he'll take Brian Hoyer's role over when Tom Brady was, although Brady hated coming out.
Oh.
But when they were up 5-6 touchdowns, they'd always stick Brian Hoyer in there, or Stidham, depending on who it was at the time.
802-655-6672. You don't see the upset. I think it's a possibility.
Well,
so.
No, I didn't. I don't see it because I'm just going with what the fact. It all depends on whether Cam's playing. It really doesn't. Denver's been pretty good. They've lost a couple of close games, but their only win so far is against just the hideous New York Jets. So I haven't seen anything from them that makes me think they're going to go out there and roll in Foxborough on Sunday. I think on paper it's the Patriots, and what am I going to do, pick against them with an upset?
I'm kind of curious about, did you see the story about Melvin Gordon this morning too?
Yes.
Bronco Oops. Running back Melvin Gordon charged with DUI by the Denver police late Tuesday. And according to documents, he was speeding, going between 25 and 39 mile an hour over the limit. So he was going pretty damn fast. If it's like, he must have been doing about 80 or 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, nothing like getting a DUI and having it. It's like when these people bring drugs up 91, they've got like 50 pounds of cocaine in their trunk and they're going 78
Easy
miles an
there.
Hour and swerving all over the road. Why don't you just put a neon sign out saying,
arrest
come
me.
And get me.
Yeah.
It says I'm here and I've got something illegal going on.
According to 9 News, the police stated that Gordon was pulled over doing 71 and a 35.
Oh, jeez. What could go wrong?
Yeah, 35 is usually like a residential street.
Yes.
Too, you know
zone.
What I mean? That's like doing 71 up and down where we work
Dorset
here.
Dorset Street or something.
Dorset Street, you could maybe pull it off.
71 on Dorset Street?
Well, that's two lanes, right?
Yes, it is, but there's
okay,
94
then.
Red lights.
I
so
know that, but
that.
Still. Once Gordon was pulled over, the report claims Gordon's speech was slurred.
There you go.
And his breath had a moderate odor
Uber.
Of an unknown alcoholic beverage. He was swaying, and officers also reportedly noticed his eyes were watery.
Other than that,
he was fine. Gordon then consented to voluntary field sobriety test performed unsatisfactory, was arrested. They drew blood, and those tests are a result. Do you let him play? I guess you got to let him play. You're innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to have any effect on Sunday. I really don't. Although it should, but it's not going to.
Milo says, Rich, another Pats win. Arnie's picking against them and predicted a score. We've got this one. Yep, I'm thinking like 27-23. Denver, they scored a lot when Rippon was quarterback their last game, whenever, like 10 years ago, whenever that was.
I love it. Yay, we get to win this Sunday. That'll be a fun
day. Let me ask you this. Has it ever occurred to you, thinking about this, we're here Wednesday. You could be done. Your season could be over. In like 3 days. It's 4 days.
What? So they'll be 2-3?
Then you're done. Your season's over.
You got San Francisco, who's a mess next week.
Read my lips.
You got two Jets games.
You lose to Denver at home and drop to 2-3.
It'll hurt.
Hurt. Your season is OVER.
Oh, here it goes. Whenever he spells it, it never comes
true. No, it's true. Your season is OVER. You're not going to get Cam back next year, and you really don't care about Hoyer instead of him. So you're going to be 2-3. You'll have no quarterbacks for next year. Edelman will be gone for next year.
Oh, my gosh.
And you'll have no team to think of. I mean, that's how close you are.
You're rolling tape.
The tape you want. That's how close you are for it to go south really, really quick.
Or
you
they could
that?
Win a game that they're favored to win and be one game out of first place in the AFC East.
If they win. Tony says, Patriots are going 10-6, Arnie. Sorry, buddy. Shane says, Arnie, don't forget there's an extra wild card team now. That doesn't matter.
It could be the Jets. I don't know.
Arnie, listening to you talk about the demise of the Patriots is like listening to a Southern preacher talk about the end of the world. I mean, it really
this Saturday.
Sunday.
But don't you understand? They're 2-2.
Right, but at
they're
what
2-2.
Do you start to realize that you're always wrong
no,
on these predictions.
When are you going to understand? I'm starting to be right a lot.
You said they're going 5-11. What's indicating right now that they're going 5-11?
If they lose to Denver and start off 2-3,
you basically guaranteed they'd go 5-11.
You know, if they lose to Denver and finish start 2-3,
this is 3
minutes those guys
of my life
that
I can't have back.
You know those guys that sit in Times Square in New York City with the signs on them that say the end is near. We should put Arnie on Church Street with a Patriots logo.
Patriots
it's over. and just make him stand there.
Steve says, walk by. Like,
Steve in Plattsburgh, Rich, let's just let him talk. We'll end up going to another Super Bowl. Steve in Plattsburgh, if the Patriots go to the Super Bowl, I will take you.
Oh.
Yes, I will take Steve to the Super Bowl.
And will you wash his car?
And I'll wash his car, too. How about that?
Wow, because there's a slight chance that could happen.
No, there's no chance that could happen.
So you're going to amend it to like 4-12, not 5-11?
Zero chance that will happen.
How about your teams? How are they doing?
That doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
See, I always have the upper hand.
But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, though.
It's because all of his teams are so hideous. It's like, well, let's talk about your teams instead.
Yeah, see, Milo goes, what do you think we are, the Jets, Arnie? No, you're not the Jets, but if you fall to 2-3 and you got a tough schedule, you know, do the math, people. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the season's going to start going south.
I don't know. That schedule is starting to look a little easier now that San Francisco is a mess. Buffalo got absolutely shellacked and is in trouble defensively, and they got two more games with the Jets.
Jacob says, whatever Arnie's on, I want. Am I not making sense? You know what? Forget about who I think is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do simple math. If Team A is 2-2 and Team A loses and goes 2-3, it's not looking good for Team A. And I'm not even telling you who Team A is.
Okay.
Am I now?
Just so we can rank you on a weekly basis instead of just this weekend, let's go through. We did this a month ago, and you've been wrong on two of them so far.
No, I said they'd be 2-2 right now.
Okay. Broncos.
So how could I be wrong on two of them if I said they were going to be 2-2?
So Broncos, loss?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Home against the 49ers. What's left?
I'm going to give them a win. I'm going to give them a win on that.
At Bills?
3-3. Oh, that's a loss.
Okay. At Jets.
Damn.
Oh, stop.
I'm thinking. Okay, I'll give them the win.
All right,
4-4
against Ravens at home.
That's a loss.
Okay,
that's
agree. 4-5 at Texans.
May lose so bad we give them two losses
at
for that.
At Houston, how many games they've won this
year?
That's
a loss. That's a loss to Houston.
Really?
Yeah, they'll start picking it up. They have a tough schedule. That was a loss.
All right, 4-6.
Yeah.
Home against Arizona.
Oh, that's a loss.
There's no way.
Arizona's a good team. Murray, good quarterback.
Not at home.
How about at Chargers?
Well, that'll be a loss.
At Rams.
Oh, that's a loss.
At Dolphins.
That's a loss.
Home Bills.
That's a loss.
Home Jets.
I'll give you a win. So it is 5-11.
So there's your 5-11.
So I was right. I was right. I was right. How about that?
You're
a
genius.
I am a genius. Chris and Champagne, Arnie, I like your math. You see? Arnie, calm down. I see smoke coming out of your ears, says Sam. I'm telling you that. Shane says, I'm shooting a career 68% reversing Arnie's predictions for gambling purposes. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, you do provide a service because basically people hear what you predict and just do the opposite, and they make lots of money.
All right. 802-655-6672 if you want to go and jump on in. Rams fan Ralph says Arnie is right again. What running back to the Patriots? What big-time wide receiver to the Patriots? What big-time quarterback to the Patriots? We got all the rumors, and I sent you guys the story, so don't say I'm throwing stuff up against the wall. Pull out those stories, Rich. We'll get to that coming up next. You're in the huddle. What about point three of the game?
You've made the huddle part of your quarantine routine. But don't stop now. The huddle is back on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. I'm moving along on a busy Wednesday out there. By the way, later on, well, maybe I'll make you guess. I saw the everybody's favorite candy based on your state for Halloween. Did you know the answer to this?
Well, it's got to be M&M's, of course. Peanut.
No, it was not peanut
M&M's. No. Not, you mean for Vermont?
For Vermont. It was not peanut M&M's.
It could be anything. Reese's Cup.
And by the way, peanut M&M's are okay, but it probably wouldn't make your top 10.
It would make my top one.
I know the answer for Vermont. And
don't give
I'm
it
not
out.
Gonna, I'm not going to say it, but I think it's total bull
BS.
Crap.
Yeah. I've had it, but not in a while. I will say that. I do like candy corn, though. That's one of my favorite candies.
I agree.
We'll see if anybody can guess what Vermont's favorite candy is for Halloween. You want to take a guess? It's not the peanut. It's not the M&M's. You got to think outside the box. It's not going to be like
Ruth.
Okay, you don't even. Why do I even ask you to?
Mac and cheese.
Why do I ask you questions?
Milky Way.
Three Musketeer.
Did you ever get like pennies? People throwing pennies in your bag.
Payday.
Instead of candy.
I used to get carrots.
Carrots.
I wanted to burn their house
down.
That's
ridiculous.
Stop it.
Yep.
Carrots.
Yeah. In little baggies.
Yeah. Carrots.
We finally, after about 4 years of that, started skipping that house.
Well, people would give you change for UNICEF.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. UNICEF. So, yeah.
So do you remember the whole razor blade in the apple thing?
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah. I don't think we have. By the way, what would you use for a bag?
My pillowcase.
Hey, bingo!
Yes.
Bingo!
Sheet for the ghost and the, yeah.
The pillowcase was the bag.
Yes.
They don't do that anymore.
Stephen Burlington's a Skittles?
No, it's
is that
not.
Right?
No, it's not Skittles. I do like Skittles.
$100,000 bar?
No.
Does that even exist anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The old Henry bar?
Oh, Henry. Remember that.
Mr. Good bar?
Yeah, I don't think anybody eats that one. That's probably one of the lower end ones, you know?
Mike and Ike's?
I love Mike and Ike's.
Oh, I do too. I could eat 1,000 of them.
Mick says cauliflower nuggets in Arnie's house.
Oh.
You know, maybe I'll give out some of my wife's cooking for Halloween.
There you go.
Yeah. Twizzlers.
I love Twizzlers. You know, Twizzlers, no, that's not the answer, but Twizzlers, that's not even really licorice, is it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think that's real licorice. Like I know, but it's not real licorice.
Yeah, I notice you eat a lot of Twizzlers before the show here.
Some guy recently that just died from eating black licorice. Like
I saw that, but he ate that his whole life, though, when he died from it. That's why.
Luke says, score bar is sleeper super dope.
Yeah, but whatever that means. When's the last time somebody had a score bar? Those things are so old. That's like old school.
Look,
you know?
Nothing beats the Reese's Cup. Come on.
You're right about that. 100%.
I mean, nothing.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, who came up with that? Some guy named Joe Reese's?
Fantastic. I wish it would have been me.
How rich is that guy?
My friend Amir texted me. He said, the lifesaver. First of all, when's the last time anybody bought a lifesaver?
You know what?
40 years.
40 years? Maybe
I think the last time I had one when I was a kid. We used to get those books at Christmas time.
Oh, and they had the lifesavers.
They had the lifesavers in them?
Yes.
Connor and Williston says Almond Joy.
No, that's another good one, but that's not the answer. But lifesaver, please. I'm not going to give it to you. let me get to this. First of all, this
could be annoying.
I came in. I'll give you the answer later on. Give me a second here because I gave you all these stories so you don't say, you're just throwing stuff up against the wall and see what sticks. Mike Greenberg isn't ruling out Le'Veon Bell signing with the Patriots. Mike Wallace, former Steelers star, believes Le'Veon Bell should sign with the Patriots. And Twitter fears Le'Veon Bell land with the Patriots after release from the Jets. I got one more. I can't find the fourth one. Guess what the rumor is, Rich? Le'Veon Bell to the Patriots. Why would you want him? First of all,
I wouldn't.
He wouldn't come with that high price tag, right? Because
He made $28 million playing 18 games for the Jets.
Well, how soon will we know? Because he became a free agent 36 minutes ago.
Right. So you could pick him up. And I think you could pick him up on the dirt cheap to finish out the season. I don't think you have to pick up the remaining contract. I think the Jets have to pick that up. You know?
I mean, with some combination of Sonny Michel, Damien Harris, James White, Rex Burkhead, J.J. Taylor, they are leading the NFL in rushing this year. Why are you bringing this guy in for all whatever money he's going to demand and all of that headache in the locker room? If there's anything they don't need right now, it's a running back.
I agree. Even if he was, I agree.
Did he just say he agrees?
And let me tell you something. He's washed up now. You did this to yourself. Don't think I'm ever going to forget. You know, some people say, I could forgive, but I won't forget. That's a perfect example here. We could forgive Le'Veon Bell for what he did, but we're not going to forget to what that whole scandal with the Steelers.
Yeah,
sitting
out. He held the Steelers hostage.
Why don't we just bring Antonio Brown back while we're at it?
I'd rather pick up some rookie in the seventh round and use as a project and say, you were running back where? TCU, Nebraska, Michigan, let's go.
Put a uniform on.
Yeah, put a uniform on. I'm not going to go ahead and bring in Le'Veon Bell and that attitude in here.
Well,
that's for damn sure.
That's the last thing they need, and the stats bear it out. Damien Harris had a 100-yard game about a month ago when they last played. J.J. Taylor showing some flashes. I mean, let's see what they've got.
And look, I think they could use obviously some offensive weapons, but not him. By the way, Joan Richmond said Snickers all day. That's not the answer. Jordan says Nestle Crunch. That's not the answer. First time texter, Twix or Starbucks or Maple Candy. No. Rams fan Ralph says they don't need Le'Veon Bell. They don't need a running back.
No, they don't.
I totally agree with you on that one, Rich. Alex said, what about Kit Kat, Starburst, Twix? No, on that one.
Wow, we've named every candy.
And Shane says you could sign him for the league minimum and have the Jets pick up the rest of the $6 million contract. Well, that's fine. I still don't want that attitude on my team. Right. I don't need that, you know?
Oh, I agree. Preaching to the choir,
all this talk
boys.
About candy and sports.
Yes.
Do you remember when Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, had his own had his own candy bar?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was awesome.
We used to buy those all the time.
What were they called? Reggie bars.
No, they weren't Reggie. No, they weren't Reggie bars.
I don't remember what they were called, but I remember it was like a circular thing. It came in a square package.
I forget. It will come to me in a minute. Someone said, "What about Mounds? Hope not. No, or either that or no. It's not Mounds or black licorice. Well,
there's nothing left."
Ken says, "Pats might not need Bell, but I think Le'Veon Bell needs a team like the Patriots because they have a good structure." And it just went away, so I cannot see what. By the way, people are texting my buddy Dennis candy corn, and so did John in Essex. No, not candy corn. That's too easy.
Justin in Highgate says Mary Janes. Aren't those the real tough on your teeth yellow things?
Oh, the things that dentists love.
I thought that was a joke. He was talking about marijuana. Right. I didn't know. Someone said it. I think somebody got it. Are we going to give Eric in Burlington the answer for that one?
Should we buy him?
No, that's not the answer. That's not the answer. Sorry, you're not the answer there. So you look at all the tough air tire tech that won't stop.
Charleston Chew, I had that for lunch today. Yeah. Johnny and Essex.
Someone says Jolly Ranchers. Come on, Jolly Ranchers. Yes. You give those out on Halloween. You do give those out. Those things will rip your teeth out straight from your mouth.
So will Heath Bars, which is also on this list.
No, but they get all chewy and you try to chew it and it'll rip it right the hell out of your mouth.
What's left?
Yeah, people are guessing Rolo. It's a Reggie bar.
Those are good.
Was it called a Reggie bar? I didn't think it was. Called
I thought
a
it was.
Bar. I didn't think
guys
so.
Are. Poo-pooing me. I think I'm right.
You want the answer?
Well, yes.
Vermont's favorite candy for Halloween is the Tootsie Pop.
Oh. Really?
See, I think that's ridiculous.
The is Tootsie that a candy? Yeah, I guess it is a candy.
It's a lollipop.
Yeah,
I just think of
chocolate bars as candy.
You always eat lollipops, TJ. I think I've seen you eat lollipops here before.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now people are saying words that I can't repeat on the air. All right, one more I wanted to get to. Well, you know what? I'll save the other rumor for later on because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. But I agree with you, Rich. No more with Le'Veon Bell. Ugh. The Patriots don't need him. And I'm still waiting to see what's going to happen with the quarterback situation. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen against Denver. I think it's going to be a much better game than you're giving it credit for. I really do.
It's hard to tell. I like the fact that it's home, but... There's no fans, so it doesn't really make any difference other than if Denver has to get on a plane. But they did that to New York a couple weeks ago and rolled over the Jets.
All right, against my better judgment, please tell me what kind of shenanigans you want to pull next segment.
What's that?
You've been dying.
I'm looking up the Reggie bar.
Forget the Reggie bar for a second.
Well, I was right.
It was the Reggie bar.
Next segment, you wanted to
1978.
Yes.
He's so consumed about the Reggie bar. You wanted to try something new next segment.
Yes, we're going to do something called the RJ's Winging It Wheel.
Oh, cool.
All right.
The RJ's Wing, and tell everybody what the RJ's Winging It Wheel.
So if you've been watching on Twitch for the past couple of days, you'll notice right behind me there is a wheel.
Right.
Okay. On the wheel, there are the four major sports: Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots, and
Bruins.
And Bruins.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
Also on the wheel are eight really, really obscure sports. So on there we have ice dancing. We have PBR professional bull riding.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about
that. Okay, we have Team America curling. Okay? So we're going to spin the wheel, and we're going to see if both of you can, in an educated way, talk for 2 minutes.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
About whatever shows up on the wheel.
I may need help at the top of their entire text line.
If it's the Celtics, it's going to be really easy. But if we spin Quidditch...
Yeah, we don't even have to do it if it's the Celtics or the Bruins
But if we spin Quidditch, number 11...
What?
Quidditch. What? Yeah, you have better study
up. Why don't we just spin it until
we get... I can't even spell that.
One of the obscure ones.
Are we going to spin it now or spin it like right on the...
We'll spin it when we come back. All right,
nervous.
Number 11 is going to do his best Vanna White impersonation. He's going to, spin the whole thing.
Oh, someone said Harry Potter is Quidditch.
Harry Potter is Quidditch, yes.
Okay, but I don't know anything about that.
Okay,
that's terrible,
isn't
it?
Then just say Harry Potter, and that's 2 seconds right there. You got a minute 58 to go.
I need some cheaters on the Town Fair Tire text line. Arnie's cheaters, 802-655-6672. I got to need a little help out on this one, that's for sure.
don't know.
We would encourage you to keep us honest because, you know, the wheel is right in front
of
the guys, camera.
Our listeners don't even know football. What are they going to know about?
No, says the guy who says the Patriots will go 5-11.
The wheel is right in front of the camera. So if you log on to our Twitch channel, you can watch.
So there's no cheating.
There's no cheating.
I wanted to cheat.
Yeah. Can't cheat.
By the way, the whole point of Quinnage is to catch a snitch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's 7 seconds right there.
What's a snitch?
I have no idea, but Wade in St. Albans told me.
This is going to be awesome.
Wade in St. What do you mean? Like someone who rats you out for stealing? Is that what a snitch is?
Yeah, No.
Last time I checked, it was.
Wade says, like the fuzz. Who is he? I shaved this morning.
I don't know.
What's he talking about?
Is he
watching us on TV or something like that?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. So we'll spin the wheel when we get back. 802-655-6672. Is there like Dolphins on the wheel? The Miami Dolphins subject? Or New York Knicks or anything like that?
No, it's not.
Sports I've barely heard of.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep spinning until we land on one.
Yeah. First time Texas says, I could talk 2 minutes on any sport.
I don't know about some of
these. See? This is an exercise. For all of those folks out there that you call the know-it-allers every day.
No, or the get-a-lifers.
Or the get-a-lifers.
Right. No, the only people who are the get-a-lifers are the ones who criticize us without having any clue how radio
works. Two guys
works.
Who do this for a living every single day, and some guy says, I can talk sports for 2 minutes on anything. I bet. We'll see.
Wade says it's a golden ball with wings. Read a book, bro. Wow.
Maybe we already knew that.
Wow. All right, we'll spin the wheel when we get back. You're in the huddle. What about 0.3 the game?
In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's the huddle on 101.3 the game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 the game. We're about to spin the wheel, the topics on the wheel, and start turning this slowly, number 11, so I can see competitive eating, curling. Well, I'm going to be in trouble there.
Gosh, curling.
The Boston Bruins.
There you go.
Ice dancing. Pro chess league. By the way, why don't we have the 101.3 chess tournament?
Okay.
We should, yeah.
Because I would win. I'm pretty sure I'd beat anybody here.
Anyway.
That means in the state of Vermont. So.
Oh, you'd beat anyone in the state of Vermont. You've said a lot of ridiculous things.
You know what my middle name is, don't you?
Boris Spassky.
You got it. The Red Sox, cricket, NASCAR, the New England Patriots. I'll know nothing about that. Quinnage.
By the way,
yes.
Since you've said it wrong now 4 times, I hate to be that guy. It's Quidditch.
You've seen Harry Potter? Yes. Never.
I've seen all of them 10 times.
Have you really?
I had a 7-year-old when they started. I had no choice.
Oh, so you got the advantage on that.
It's just Quidditch. It's very simple.
And what and the PBA?
PBR, professional bull riding.
Oh, I thought, like, drinking PBR.
I did, too.
Absolute ribbon. All right, and then the Celtics. We got to that. All right, so spin the wheel. Let's see what.
All right, big moment, number 11.
I should start pulling this up on my computer right now.
There we go.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Down she goes.
Please let it be the Patriots or somebody that I can talk about, and it'll be the Red Sox. Oh,
spin it again.
Now, wait a minute.
Nobody wants to talk about the Red Sox.
I don't want we'll do the Red Sox next segment anyway. We're doing that.
Yeah.
Spin it again.
God, leave it up to number 11 to screw it up. We land on one out of 50, and you can't
Are you kidding me?
The Bruins.
Hold on a second.
Right, let TJ spin it.
There's like a 2% chance we're going to land on the things we landed on.
Well, I really have nothing really about the Bruins to bring up anyway, you know? It's really kind of all quiet now until they decide what they're going to do. So
there's really nothing. No one of any value.
Yeah, they'll pick up maybe somebody.
There you go.
U.S. curling?
Absolutely.
All right, Rich, why don't you start? Hold on.
Don't start. Wait a minute.
Can my listeners help me out here or something? Is this USA curling?
This is USA curling.
So it can't be like Russian curling?
No, it cannot.
Because I'm really an expert on Russian curling.
Right, I figured you were going to go there.
So now I'm at a disadvantage. Now.
All right, here we go.
Can I do Finnish curling?
I will let you do any curling.
No, that's okay. I'll stick with you. Okay, go, Rich. You start things off.
Here we go. And clock underway.
All right, curling is a much harder sport than you think. I've always called it shuffleboard on ice. It's really hard because the last time I tried it over at the Cairns Arena, and we did it for a great cause. They have it every year over there. It was really tough because it's very hard to keep your balance when you're letting go of what's called the rock. The rock is that thing that goes, and the idea is to try to get your colored
discs
or rocks within the bullseye.
Nobody
there at the
wants
other
to
end
know how
ice.
To play the game. They want you to talk about the news in curling. They want you to know that Chaska is the host of the 2021 Junior National Championship.
Where is that, Arnie?
Oh, come on. Look it up, Mr. Geography. If you don't have me waste my time giving you that. By the way, did you know the Olympic trials for mixed doubles, they're amending it, and they're going to have change it up for the people that want to make the Olympics. I'm going to go out for the Olympics in curling. I know nothing about curling, though. There's college curling, though. Do we have college curling at the University of Vermont? Do we have that here?
I suspect there is some sort of club team.
Do we have a club team in Vermont? That'd be good
to know. I don't
know,
but they definitely have a curling club in the greater Burlington
area
because I meet them every year at the Cairns Arena.
We are going to do the 101.3 curling contest, too, so stick around for that.
And did you know there's a state-of-the-art curling club built just 5 years ago, and they're going to host that 2021 U.S. Curling Junior National Championships, as you said, at the
Chaska Curling
Center.
Did you know U.S. won the gold? Last Olympics,
what?
The U.S. won the gold.
They did?
What do you mean they did? Didn't you know that?
Okay, where is the Chaska is not a town. It's the curling center located apparently in Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Of course it is.
Please this stop. Almost done?
We all know that. We all know. Yeah,
all I know is I fall on my ass every time
seconds.
I try to do it.
20 seconds.
Have you ever curled
this
in your life?
This is why this was a bad idea to do something like this. I said to you guys, what happens if it lands on something we know nothing about and we're just talking out our backsides for 2 minutes?
I knew plenty about it. I do it every year.
You know, you're just telling us how to play. We all know how to play curling. I thought you were going to tell me, like, hey, the number one team just got upset and they're going to be not making the Olympics or something like that.
Thank God.
That will be the first and only time we do the wheel of topics. Or
I thought we were pretty impressive. I set the scene by discussing how it's played.
You were horrible.
And then you read a press release.
No, you were horrible.
See, I did it off the top of my head. You read a press release. You cheated again.
You were horrible. And two, people want news. Three, they want to hear about the 101.3 curling
contest.
All right,
so here's the deal. Here's the deal. We'll do it next Wednesday. If it comes up something that you don't know anything about, you guys will talk for as long as you can for the 2 minutes, and then you have to say, I'm tapping out.
Tap.
And when you tap
wrestling?
Out,
yeah.
I, for the remainder of the 2 minutes, get to tell one-liner jokes.
Jeez,
we better do our homework.
What did Rams fan Ralph write in? I don't know what those initials
mean.
You
only are on for 2 hours a day, and now this is the best you can do.
No, that wasn't the one I was talking about. I didn't see that. I was thinking of the one.
Something far worse.
Yeah. Who's the one that said that's the best you can do? I haven't seen that one yet.
I think Ralph did.
Well, I mean, we want to try new stuff now. Oh, yeah, it's Rams fan Ralph. I mean, come on, Ralph. We're trying new stuff, man. We got to, you know, got to mix it up every once in a while.
He said, wow, God help us out.
It's a Wednesday. There's nothing wrong with trying something new on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
See, Rams fan Ralph is like the, you know, like the same guy who wears the same pants on Monday, same pants on every Tuesday.
Now, you be nice to Rams fan Ralph.
He's like Rich with spaghetti.
That is true. Chris says that was almost as painful as getting kicked in the blank.
Wow. Alex says, generally you guys talk for 2 hours about things you don't know much about anyway. Wow.
Wow.
Damn. Kidding, Rich. No tears.
So painful. So painful. All right. Hour one in the books. Hour two is going to be nothing but the wheel of topics. So that's... we'll come on back. We will get to a little baseball. Buster only will not join us. Because obviously he's got a lot of future or obligations going on right now with the games.
Right. Did you know those curling stones are made of... Oh, I lost it.
Wait a minute. They're made
of Scottish granite.
Of course.
Shouldn't they be made of from the granite quarry in Barry?
Everybody knew that.
Before we go to the break, number 11, do you believe the winging it wheel, the RJ's winging it wheel was a success?
I think it was, so...
He's fired.
See,
there. How can you 11. Fire a guy who's interning?
Gosh.
There you go.
Can he have any more of a squeaky voice either? I just want to
put him on the spot. That's because he's nine.
Hour one in the books. TJ will tell you what's trending. No more Wheel of Topics, thank God. We'll come on back. We'll get to some baseball. I do want to get to some of the other rumors. We gave you Le'Veon Bell. Who's the big-time wide receiver? Who's the big-time quarterback? We'll get to that. A lot happening in hour two. That's next. You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. What do we play through the game? It is the Power Hour of the show. Usually we get Buster Olney on here. A little busy today.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the Dodger game. How about a comeback in that one? Wow.
Unbelievable. If you had told me Atlanta would be up 2-0 on LA, can you imagine if the Dodgers blow this thing again with that roster from top to bottom?
Well, they're on their way. They're on their way. They're down two games to nothing.
I'll tell you what, their season is coming. I'm looking forward to watching some baseball tonight because two big games. I mean, I know that Tampa-Houston thing is probably over, but I want to see if the Rays can actually pull this off in a sweep. But that Dodger game, that's unbelievable. I think that's the early game, isn't it?
Yeah, Dodger
game. Good, but so I'll get to watch it.
I keep getting confused. I'm like, why is the Dodger game early, West Coast? But they're the ones playing in Texas.
Yes.
And the other series is at Dodger Stadium.
Right.
So, getting confused about that.
Right, unreal. Can you imagine if Atlanta pulls this thing off with that stacked team they have out in L.A.? That'd be great.
Dodger fans are just going to be beside themselves.
Yeah, and you think the networks are going to be happy with Rays Braves?
Oh, no. You might as well just shut that thing off. We might as well go back to tape delayed. Might as well. We don't even have to show that thing live. I'm not kidding around. I bet you like, what's the popular TV shows nowadays, TJ? Like a Masked Singer or whatever that was.
The Masked Singer, yes.
I bet you that gets more than the World Series when it comes to ratings.
And the Walking Dead?
Yeah, The Walking Dead probably will.
How many different forms of The Walking Dead are on television?
Oh, my goodness.
There's like six now.
Walking Dead New Orleans, Walking Dead New York, Walking
Well,
Dead.
There's Walking Dead New World.
Fear the
Walking Dead.
Be Afraid of the Walking
the
Dead.
The regular Walking Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Right, yeah.
The Grateful.
I mean, it really does. Seems like maybe it's just because they're promoting it.
Yeah, I was late to that party. I mean, I like the show.
Yeah, but I'm late to it too.
You know, I like the show, but I was really late to it. People would come up to me and go, "Hey, are you watching The Walking Dead?" I'm like, "Oh, you're watching a show about zombies. How cute."
You know what? You know? Call me crazy though. You know, people like, "Oh, I wouldn't mind living in the Western times or back in the old days."
Yeah.
I don't think I'd mind living like in the zombie apocalypse. You know, it's wide open spaces. You just get yourself a good car.
Right.
And you just.
And you have the pick of the litter. I mean, yeah. You know.
And, you know, you get to do whatever you want.
Kills me, though, when I see them driving around in like a, you know, like a, I don't know, a Chevy Volt. You know, I'm like, you're in the apocalypse. Find a Ferrari, for God's sake.
Yeah, Lambo. By the way, it's in San Diego, not Dodger Stadium. First time texter. My bad on that.
You made a mistake.
I did make a mistake.
You also made a mistake giving me crap about the fact that I put my my expired
meat.
Ground beef in the freezer until I'm ready to take my garbage out. We brought it up at 4 o'clock if you missed the first hour, and we got 8 million texts in favor of what I do as opposed to being just disgusted
by that.
Well,
what you don't do is compost, and that's now a law here in Vermont.
Oh, well, I wouldn't compost that one particular thing.
You don't
thing.
Compost anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
You sit out at the garbage every day watching me take it out?
No, but I'll get a copy of your bill to see if you pay for composting bills, and I'm pretty sure you don't.
I compost my banana peels.
You don't compost anything. You compost nothing. Well, I know you.
Here's another one. Lovely Laney in Swanton says, I agree. I do the very same thing. If I know I'm not going to take my garbage right away, I put it in the freezer I do.
That's it. They're made for each other.
That girl is smart.
They're made for each other.
And I bet she's really attractive, too.
So you mean like I got moldy food in my fridge, I should just leave it in there instead of dumping it out?
There's a difference between fridge and freezer, Arnie. There have been things sitting in that fridge. That chicken that's been in the freezer downstairs in this building?
Yeah.
It's been in there since last year. Nobody's taken it out. You know why?
Because nobody wants to.
It doesn't smell.
I'll take a picture of stuff in my fridge that is just moldy as hell.
Well, there's nothing moldy in my fridge except the exploded beer from 6 months ago. Yeah.
6 months ago
it
exploded.
But that's in the freezer,
beer.
So it doesn't
So why
matter.
Don't you clean it up?
Because then I'd have to turn the freezer off, wouldn't I?
Tony says they could swear that this was a sports talk show. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, for one
we
minute.
Started with baseball. Gosh.
It's literally 60 seconds we've talked about the meat.
Let's get to some baseball.
Why? Buster,
Wow.
We got better fun things
listen
to
the
do.
Rich go, why?
People have a sense of humor, you, people. It's sports isn't that important.
Gosh, you were just barking there for a second. James said, my neighbor's dog always barks, so anytime I have rotten meat or vegetables, I throw it over the fence. Oh, I shouldn't have read that one. Stop that.
PETA, what's
that
address?
What's wrong with you, James? Gosh, my dog barks during dinner, but I have to give it blueberries to shut it up.
What?
Yeah, I got to give my dog blueberries.
Well, at least it's healthy.
Oh, yeah, he just barks until I give him like 3 or 4 blueberries, and then he'll stop.
You live such a strange life.
I do. And by the way, Rob says you have a garbage disposal, too. You can put your rotten meat in the garbage disposal.
I don't have a disposal.
What do you mean you don't have a garbage?
I don't think. I don't know of one in the sink.
Yeah, you do have a garbage disposal. You just never used it?
There's no button. Don't you have to push a button or something?
No, you can flip up a switch that looks like you're turning the lights on.
Okay, but that, I don't think we have that.
You do.
You're telling me I do have a
you
garbage
do.
Disposal.
It's 2020. Yes, you do.
I've been in some apartments.
People in 1820 had garbage disposals.
Don't have it.
He does.
I don't think
he does.
He
doesn't live in like...
He lives in an apartment with an elevator that Buell's, only goes up 3 floors.
He doesn't live in Buell's Gore. What's wrong with you? You have a garbage disposal. You live in a condominium.
Yes.
The condominium has garbage disposal.
All right, I'm going to go check tonight.
Please. It's probably a switch on the wall that you've never turned on.
Scare the
before.
Hell out of the cat.
Gosh, I don't even know what to say sometimes about you. I really don't. I'm just absolutely shocked. You don't know. You didn't even know that you had power windows or
okay.
You didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
You didn't even have air conditioning in your car.
Lovely Laney in Swanton says, no, you do not have a garbage disposal. She would know.
I'm going to say you do and you just don't know.
I'm going to try turning every light and every electric outlet on tonight and see what happens.
Tony says, I live in a 150-year-old house in Willowsboro.
Oh, cool.
No garage disposal. What does it say? No?
No garbage disposal.
No garbage disposal, guys.
Yeah. Tony. I've lived in some apartments that didn't have.
That's a 150-year-old house.
No.
Rich lives in a condo in Burlington, Vermont.
Right.
Gosh. I sometimes I don't understand you.
The plumber didn't climb that extra flight of stairs to install a disposal.
Probably. All right, 802-655-6672 if you want to go and jump on in. I've got a bunch of baseball to get. I want to play the sound, too, of those two reporters asking the question after the Dodger game. Unbelievable. All right, first let's go to game one of the Dodgers. You have that sound, TJ? Game one of the Dodgers.
I do. Is this the Buehler thing?
Yeah, Walker Buehler lost. I think it was, was it 5-1, I believe it was? And Walker Buehler got the loss in that one. There was something trending called Walker Buehler's pants. Because Walker Buehler's...
it's like a Will Ferrell skit from Saturday Night Live.
I guess his pants were...
I got my tight pants on.
He had some tight pants on. I guess his jersey pants were a little tight. And people were commenting that on Twitter, having a little fun during the game. A reporter asked him about this. This is after game one loss. I don't think that's a good time to be asking. Listen to this.
Buehler's pants were trending on Twitter tonight.
For another time or place, Michael. Thank you, Walker.
Thank you, Walker.
Let me hear that again. That was quick.
Buehler's pants were trending on Twitter tonight.
For another time or place, Michael. Thank you, Walker.
Yeah, you got to feel like a jerk when you say that one, huh?
Well, it's probably not the appropriate question to a guy who just lost a National League Championship Series game.
Well, game one, yeah, I would say.
Sure, but they lost.
If he would have won, then you could have a little fun with him and then bring it up. All right, Dodgers played the Braves last night. Braves were winning 7-0 after 6, I believe. Dodgers made a rally. They fell short. They lose 8-7. So remember now, Braves won 8-7. Who is this? Who's answering this one question, TJ, that we're going to play here?
I don't know. I just named it Bad Question.
This is one of the Atlanta Brave players.
It starts with an M.
It's what? Mark Melanson.
Mark Melanson. Okay, Mark Melanson, the relief pitcher.
And he pitched and got a save, but he barely held on.
All right, listen to this question and listen to his answer. Let me hear this one. You're going to like this one.
Mark, can you look at this as, you guys almost blew the entire lead, but can you look at it as, hey, we survived, and that's all the postseason's about. You showed something there in the end by, you know, against a team like that. I mean, you're up 2-0 now, however you got there.
I don't.
I mean, can you take a positive out of it, even though you blew most of that lead? You still
we didn't blow a lead. I don't really understand your question.
Can you still take something positive out of this? You're still up 2-0 in the series despite, you know, blowing a big lead. Can you leave this thing feeling, you know, good that you survived this game?
I think that's a terrible question. I'm not even going to answer it.
Well, it took him 5 minutes to get to it.
Yeah, what the hell was that about? I don't even know. I guess he was trying to say, can you take away something positive?
Right, like a win?
Yeah, how about we won, I would have said.
You two,
we won, you knucklehead.
It's the National League Championship Series. You only need to win 4 games. You just got one of them.
He goes, can you take
what
anything?
Else, what else matters?
Can you take anything away positive from this?
We scored more
you
runs.
You two can go to the Bill Belichick School of Answering Press Questions.
Yeah, that guy deserved that.
Could you imagine if, like, someone said to Belichick, yes, you just won the AFC Championship. You're up 35-10, but you only won 35-24. Could you take anything positive away from this win?
Please take that man out of the room.
What do you think Belichick would say? If Belichick may get up and slap that guy.
You know what he would say?
He may get physical.
You know what he'd say? Nothing.
He'd say nothing.
He'd give him that glare.
But play that one again, because it really, this guy was just sputtering.
Well, it's because he realized he'd put himself
in. Can you look at this as, yeah, you guys almost blew the entire lead, but can you look at it as, hey, we survived, and that's all the postseason's about. You showed something there in the end by, you know, against a team like that. I mean, you're up 2-0 now. However you got there. I mean, can you take a positive out of it, even though you blew most of that lead? You still up 2-0?
We didn't blow a lead. I don't really understand your question.
Can you still take something positive out of this? You're still up 2-0 in the series despite, you know, blowing a big lead. Can you leave this thing feeling, you know, good that you survived this game?
I think that's a terrible question. I'm not even going to answer it.
It was a horrible question.
It was horrible. I'm going to have nightmares tonight about that question.
Yeah, that was absolutely. He didn't blow a big lead.
No, that
he didn't
poor
blow
guy,
a lead.
Man, he must have known he was heading in the wrong direction. And he's like, I think I'll shut up right
Who,
now.
First of all, this is why I don't like to ask questions whenever I go to the locker room. This is why I don't go to the locker room.
By the way, they're saying Bueller is so good at avoiding questions that he could be the next nominee on the Supreme Court.
Surprised that came from you.
Yeah, surprise. I like that one. No, it's just I mean, really, this is why I don't go. I was in the locker room when the Rams won, and they were going to the Super Bowl, and I was just getting sound, and I got caught off guard because who walks in was Georgia Frontieri.
Yep.
And this is when they're in St. Louis.
And she owned the team, right?
And she owned the team.
Yes.
And I said, I got to get a call from her, but she doesn't talk. And she walked right by me, and I said, if I don't say something now, she's just going to get away with it. Nobody's going to talk to her. And I said, Georgia, we love you in L.A. We miss you. Totally lying. And she came back and started talking to me, and you thought I was like a rock star giving away $100 bills. I was surrounded by like thousands of media just trying to get a word from this lady. Very funny because we didn't give a damn about her in L.A. anyway. But that was the second worst question I think I've ever heard. In sports media. You know what the worst question is, don't you? It's historic. It's famous.
Oh, I feel like I should know this.
Yeah, it was given to...
Practice?
No.
Okay.
It was given to Doug Williams of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, I don't know this
You don't know? How long have you been a black quarterback?
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah.
I got to Google
yeah,
this
Yeah, go look up that one. Look up Doug Williams. How long have you been a black quarterback? Because he just said... Well, pretty much all my life is would be the answer to that one. But
there it is.
Yeah, I told you that's like one of the famous ones that I guess was asked a long, long time ago. You'd have to think. And I remember somebody at Dodger Stadium asking Tommy Lasorda how was Kingman's performance. Dave Kingman had 3 home runs against the Dodgers, yes. And you can't play this. Don't even look it up, TJ. Don't even look it up. Tommy Lasorda goes into a cursing, bombs.
I remember it.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't believe. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't believe. And he goes, okay. He goes, did you get the answer? And the reporter goes, yeah, I got the answer. And Tommy goes, it wasn't a good one, was it? And he goes, no, but the question wasn't good, I guess, Tommy. Tommy just went off on him. It was funny, but you found the one where they asked.
Yeah, at that press conference, here are some of the questions that were asked of him.
Oh, so there's more than one bad question?
Doug, do you feel like Jackie Robinson? Doug, would you have been able to handle all this, especially the black thing, if you had made the Super Bowl a few years ago when you were 25.
What kind of what is this in 1832? What kind of questions are these? Really?
Let's see, Doug, would it be easier if you were the second black quarterback to play in the Super Bowl?
Oh, this is when he was the first one.
Doug, why haven't you used being the first black quarterback as a personal forum for yourself?
Oh, my goodness.
Doug, will America be pulling for the Redskins or rooting against them because of you?
What? Oh, my. Could you imagine if these questions were asked now?
Doug, have you been contacted by Reverend Jesse Jackson?
Oh, get out of here.
That's what it says.
Oh, my. This was what conference? Could you imagine?
Yeah, it was the press conference during the lead up to the Super Bowl.
Could you imagine?
And what year was that?
Hang on.
Could you imagine Clay Travis talking about this, just replaying every question? That could last the whole week if you just replayed every question of those ones.
1988, Broncos Redskins.
How damn insulting.
And I would have never guessed 88. Yeah. I would have said like 73, 68.
Well, Doug Williams, he went to Grambling, but I mean, gosh, how insulting are people back then?
They also had Mark May up at the podium, a Redskins offensive lineman.
He used to be in sports radio.
Who was asked, how does it feel to block for the first black quarterback in the Super Bowl?
Oh, my goodness. And did you find the one who asked, how long have you been a black quarterback?
Yeah, and that was followed closely by a newspaper person from Colorado asking me, how does it feel to be a black writer covering the first black quarterback? So,
and here's the deal. For all of those folks who say we've made no progress, think about how offended you are by those questions, and it tells you how much progress we've made.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, no one would ask questions like that today.
And by the way, the answer to how long have you been a black quarterback, Doug Williams replied, I've been a quarterback since high school. I've always been black.
Great answer.
That's just unbelievable. Could you imagine people talking about that on national TV and radio if those were the questions asked today? Could you imagine if like you asked those questions to LeBron and stuff like that?
You'd be evicted from the room immediately.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
I didn't know there was that many. I just knew there was the one question, how long have you been the black quarterback? I didn't know there was a whole bunch like that. That's amazing,
Think
Rich.
That'd be trending on Twitter?
Oh, you think? What do you think we'd be talking about for the next month and a half? Hey, remember that Doug Williams press conference? I can't believe they asked this.
I saw a picture today of something from 1995 on my Facebook page. It was a woman wearing a mask with a phone with a camera on it, obviously an iPhone, taking a picture of an ice cream cone. And you had to guess which one of these things actually exists. What would people think in 1995? It was a picture taken this week.
Oh, geez.
It would be basically, why is she wearing a mask? What is that thing in her hand? And, oh, cool, an ice cream cone.
You know, I always get amazed some of the pictures you see back in the day of people actually holding like camera phones and how they got there, like time travelers.
By the way, 2020 has struck again. I don't know if you heard.
What?
The New York Philharmonic has announced the upcoming season is canceled due to the coronavirus.
Here we go.
Terrible news for symphony lovers and Mr. Philharmonic.
Mr. Philharmonic.
Oh, I get it. There's no Philharmonic. Wait a minute. Let me get the bell on
Philip
that
Philip Harmonic.
Philip Harmonic.
Yeah. All right. Well, they can't all be brilliant.
No.
You know.
That's a negative, too. TJ really made a great point, and the rioting in the streets would make you think we have gone nowhere. Yeah, those were some crazy questions. I didn't think it was that bad.
TJ made a great point.
Yeah,
make a copy of that.
It's right here.
Tony, that was 1990. Good Lord, that wasn't that long ago. No. Yeah, take a picture of that. All right, a couple things on else going on in Major League Baseball. We saw the playoffs. The Dodger game had a lot of intrigue, but now Tampa's up 3-0. Dodgers are down 2-0.
Unreal.
If it is going to be the Braves and Tampa, might as well just shut that thing off. I don't think anybody's going to care about that one.
Well, I kind of like whatsoever. To see Tampa win their first ever World Series. It'd be kind of fun, too, for the city, where they win the Stanley Cup and the Major League Baseball. But, yeah. I mean, the Braves-Dodgers thing, I think, is getting everyone's attention because nobody can believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't touch Ian Anderson, the rookie out there, although he walked 5 guys, I think, over his 4 innings of play. But they just could not get anything going until they brought Darren O'Day out, who almost never gives up anything.
By the way, that last joke, TJ, Luke says, WTF was that joke, DJ? TJ, give the man a dad jokes segment.
Oh, we could do that.
I'll give you a joke segment.
Yeah, we could do that.
We should do a segment called Make Me Laugh.
Yeah.
Make me smile. Make me crack a smile with some of those jokes out there. That's for sure. Mm. Look, I'm watching it. I want to see the Dodgers win this thing. Not looking good. I still think they'll bounce back. Kershaw will pitch game four. They'll go with what areas tonight? Game three. When you got pitching like the Dodgers, they get right back in this thing, but obviously they got to win it today.
I'll tell you, their whole season's on the line here. Can you imagine the pressure in that Dodgers locker room right now leading up to this game? I mean, it must be unbelievable. You could cut the tension with a knife because they absolutely must win. If there is ever a team, though, that you could see coming back from 3-0 down, it would be these guys.
Well, the Dodgers are down 2-0.
So, right, saying if they lose tonight.
Yeah. I still think they're going to bounce back, but they got to start with tonight. We'll see what happens there. By the way, any news on the Red Sox managerial search? What's going on? Awfully quiet out there. You know what I mean? Obviously, they're going to wait till after the World Series, or are they looking at somebody that's still managing in the World Series or in the playoffs?
Yes, I suppose we could bring that up here because it was brought up to our attention by a pre-show text from one of our listeners. And
yes.
I completely agree that could be a possibility. Are the Red Sox not hiring Alex Cora or whoever? It has been a long time.
Well, here's
it's been since the end of the season, basically.
But here's why I don't believe that, though.
Okay, but I haven't even gotten to what the reason is. Do you want me to say why first?
What, that they're going to talk to somebody that...
Yes, talk to Dave Roberts as soon as the Dodgers are done.
They're not firing Dave Roberts. Okay, so you could forget about that. That's the first thing. Okay, that's not going to happen. Two, if they even wanted to hire Dave Roberts, let's say, he's not the only person they would talk to. They would interview other people just to give the impression that they're doing their homework and they're doing their due diligence. It's not one interview and you're hired. So you'd see about 6, 7, 8 interviews going on right now, and you see none, Rich. You don't even hear like a AA manager just coming up to do a regular, or like, hey, let's interview this guy down in AAA. He's been there 100 years just to get the ball rolling. Nothing.
Right.
So even if they did want to hire Dave Roberts, they're still going to interview, I would assume, 3, 4, 5 other guys, and I haven't heard squat yet about who they're talking to.
And it was interesting. Did you see that little? I'm surprised it was buried because Billy Beane would leave the A's.
Yes, I saw that.
What was the story there? If Fenway Sports Management or whatever it's called buys something, there'll be a conflict of interest.
Well,
I'll have to look at the specifics, but I mean that's a big story. If Billy Beane leaves Oakland,
I'm not so sure that's the best thing. I know they want to do the Moneyball thing in Oakland, but is Moneyball going to work here with Boston? And are you going to do this early? Is that what this is all about, Moneyball and, getting the right formula?
No, I don't think Billy Beane would have anything to do with the Red Sox. I think he would leave baseball.
Just leave baseball altogether,
I mean, I'll find this story here, but it was a weird story that got very little fanfare, and I was very surprised.
Well, Chaim Bloom right now is going to be the guy that's going to be here for a long, long time. He's going to make the decision. I'm not so sure he wants to bring he wants to bring in his own guy. We'll see how that turns out, but this is a big hire. If I'm Chaim Bloom, I'm like, you know what? Let's bring Cora back. I'm the GM.
I agree.
He obviously had a great run here. No reason not to bring him back. He's served his punishment. I don't think anybody's going to say anything if you bring him back. I don't think there'd be any backlash.
No, absolutely none.
Whatsoever.
That's why I wonder if they've already made their decision on him. But maybe they're just waiting to not steal the spotlight from the AL
that's
and NL
probably
Championship
it.
Series.
You know, usually you wait till after the World Series before any announcement. But that's to give an announcement. Doesn't mean you're not going to go ahead and interview. The interviewing process should be going on right now with teams that are not in it, Rich.
By the way, the Billy Beane thing, he runs the A's front office, of course, and he holds a minority stake in the team. He could soon have a financial interest in the Red Sox, part of the sports empire overseen by John Henry, the owner, who spent nearly 2 decades courting him, which you saw that scene from Fenway Park with that actor who looked a lot like John Henry. It was pretty creepy. It appears Bean will resolve the conflict by leaving baseball behind in favor of helping Henry build an already substantial sports portfolio that includes the Red Sox and Liverpool.
Wow. So he'd be charged with, like, the whole sports kingdom that he has.
So after all that, he's just going to step away quietly.
Well, it's like the Rams. You have to be in charge of that whole monstrosity that they're building out there in Los Angeles. It's like a city. It's not a stadium. It's a city, Rich. Hotels, shopping, restaurants.
Right.
Football.
Oh, no question. It's like Patriot Place, but they're probably even bigger.
They'll hold bowl games there, championships, Super Bowls. Who knows? Final Fours? I don't know. They'll have all kinds of stuff there.
Well, the deal is if John Henry's Fenway Sports Group completes its merger with a group called Red Ball Acquisition Corporation, a special purpose acquisition company that Bean co-chairs, then Bean has to step aside from the working in the baseball front office. And he won't take a role running the Red Sox. So he won't be doing anything with the A's or the Red Sox because of this.
All right.
That's weird. My head hurts just even thinking about that.
You guys tell me what you want to hit on next. 802-655-6672. This is what I had next. Colin Coward was talking about how the Patriots could be Kansas City Chiefs' kryptonite. We could get to that. Adam Schefter saying, I don't care what Stephon Gilmore's wife is saying. They did have dinner.
There's a big uproar on
there
that.
There is a big uproar. Somebody's not telling the truth. So we can get to that story. I can reset all the rumors about Le'Veon Bell to the Patriots. You guys can guess what big-time wide receiver might... Well, I want to do the wide receiver coming to the Patriots, too. I want to see if you can
Dustin
guess.
Johnson testing positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, how about that? Number one golfer on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the days when the only pro golfer in danger of catching a virus was Tiger Woods.
I like that one. That was funny.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't know what he was talking about.
No, I do. Yeah. He was a player.
That was
all
funny.
Right,
try the veal.
Come
here
on, Nick. You got to give him something. Everything can't be a winner. You got to laugh a little bit, don't you? You got to laugh a little bit.
Hey, what were Johnny Carson's funniest bits when the jokes didn't work?
All right, so wait. So we could do the Le'Veon Bell. We could do which wide receiver am I talking about if you want to guess what big-time quarterback. Could be reunited. That kind of gives it away. I just spoiled that tease.
Cue the peaches and herb.
Reunited and it feels so good. All right, so you tell me which story you want. We'll get to that next. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 the game.
This quarantine has taught us all how to be more resourceful. Remember, you can listen to The Huddle on the free 101.3 The Game app, online at 1013thegame.com, on your smart speaker, and on the good old-fashioned radio. It's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Wednesday. All right, we got a lot to get to here. Let's get to the first rumor. Big-time wide receiver that could be coming to the Patriots. Matter of fact, I pulled this story, and it says here, suspended All-Pro is the latest wide receiver linked to the Patriots. That would be who, Rich? Who would be lucky enough?
That would be some guy who had 149 catches in one football season last year. Think that gives it away? Last name of Thomas?
Michael Thomas of the New Orleans Saints.
Mike Thomas with Cam Newton at quarterback at New England. Can you imagine? There's nothing more they need than a receiver.
Michael Thomas with me at quarterback wouldn't make a difference.
Really screwed up my fantasy football team this weekend.
Oh, because he didn't play.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is apparently not only did he have a fight with a teammate.
Yes, he did, which is why he got benched.
Right.
For the Monday Night Football game.
Apparently there was a huge blow up with Sean Payton, which isn't really a good idea. But the fight itself was with C.J. Gardner-Johnson of the Saints. And then, I guess, things got really nasty with his coach. And, I mean, first of all, I almost fell on the floor when I heard they were benching him.
He's gone.
But, I mean, he had to have done something really bad. Yeah. And I bet most of it involved Sean Payton.
Well,
because for them to sit him in a national game like that, in the middle of a season, in a game they absolutely had to win, which they eventually did, I think, by a point. Is unbelievable to me, but that shows you the severity of whatever he did.
Do I want this guy? If I'm Bill Belichick, I announce I will not be coaching this Sunday because I'll be driving down to be picking up Michael Thomas and driving him back to New England.
I agree.
To get ready to play for us. So I will not be here this weekend, but I'll be driving to get Michael Thomas and bringing him back here. I may take a private plane. That's how fast I would want this guy on my team. I don't care if it's Cam Newton, Brian Hoyer, Stidham, or me at quarterback. This guy's got to be part of the team.
I think the reason why the Patriots are being mentioned is because all of a sudden they have all this cap space available this season, in season. They have tons of cap space right now.
And you get him, and then once you have him, you keep him. What do you have to give up for him, Rich? What do you have to give up for him?
I would guess you'd have to give up a whole bunch of draft picks, of which the Patriots are never going to have attractive
no,
ones.
No. Oh, no.
All right, what are you giving up?
I'll tell you what you're going to have to give up. You're going to have to give up that first-round pick this year. You may have to give up a first and a third. I don't care about the third. But before
that's
you.
That's it?
That's it.
A first and a third for a guy with 150 receptions?
Whoa. Well, first of all, your first round pick could be in the top 10.
Oh, stop. Here you are with your 5-11 theory.
Let's just say they're
going 5-11 with Michael Thomas catching passes from Cam Newton?
But let me explain something to you. Let's say they do win 4 or 5 games for argument's sake. Let's just say they do.
Okay. All right.
All right. That number one pick becomes so valuable that getting Michael Thomas for it, you're not even doing yourself justice because you could probably get a lot more in return in other draft picks. I would make the trade. You're probably right. They maybe not go 5-11, but they still may be in the top 10. I would still give up the number one pick because I don't care about a number three pick. Now, Belichick lives for those number 2 and 3 picks like their number one pick, so he may not want to do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat to get Michael Thomas.
Okay, how far is Michael Thomas signed? What's his contract? We'll have to...
I'll have to look that up. Somebody
check that out. Is he signed through the end of the year? Is he signed for 3 years? What is he signed for?
Whatever he's signed for, I'm going to extend it.
If you can get Michael Thomas this year at the halfway mark of the season, if not sooner, into a New England Patriots uniform for a first and a third... I would drive to the airport to pick him up.
Well, you don't have. He just signed. He's in the middle of, or he just signed his 5-year, $100 million extension. What was it, last week or something?
Oh my gosh! Then if yes,
or a couple of weeks ago, I'm not even sure when. The deal makes Thomas the highest paid wide receiver ever and the first non-quarterback offensive player to receive $100 million. So we got 5-year, $100 million.
Okay.
That's $20 million a year. Pump the brakes a little bit. That's a lot of money, my friend.
Yes, it is. And is it for a headache? I bet you if you ask Sean Payton right now, that's a headache.
He signed that contract July 31st of 2019.
This is a guy who had 149 catches last year, 125 the year before for over 1,700 yards. I mean, is that a headache? Look, I understand that's a massive hit. But right now, the problem here with the Patriots is they can afford that easily this year.
They're one of the few. Not too many teams are going to be that far under that. They would like to trade for somebody
like that.
Right,
and that's one reason why they're talking about. That's why the Patriots are part of the target and the rumor mill. But then when all these guys, the Hightowers and the Chungs and all these other guys start coming back next year.
Well, you don't have to take them back.
Well, you wouldn't be able to if you're taking in that $20 million a year
hit. You could take some back. Some people don't have to come back.
Right.
You can get rid of some other people that you don't want on the team.
Well, you talk about addressing a need.
See, this is why you can't pay Cam Newton all that money because you got so many other things to worry about.
Mm.
And you don't need to pay your quarterback all that money when there's other available quarterbacks for you.
I wonder if Cam Newton with Michael Thomas in the fold, knowing he can throw to him for the next 4 years at the end of this season, might be interested in coming back at a discount.
Forget Cam Newton for a second. Would Sam Darnold to Michael Thomas be good? Would Daniel Jones to Michael Thomas be good with, I don't know, with Matthew Stafford throwing to Michael Thomas be good? Though there's rumors now that the Cowboys are trying to pick up Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly...
Would Derek Carr throw it to Michael Thomas be good? Come on.
After what Derek Carr has turned into this year in Vegas, you're never getting him. I mean...
He's gone after this year.
Okay. Yes, he's going to be gone. But at what cost? If you're going to pay Thomas $20 million a year for the next 5 years, you're going to be able to get Derek Carr with some of the returning guys?
The money's going to be a problem.
Yes.
The money's going to be a problem. Though I got to tell you, as much as I rag on Sam Darnold now, I think I could resurrect his career... Coming to the Patriots, Sam Darnold to Michael Thomas. If Sony Michel pans out at running back or they get another running back, all of a sudden it's not that bad of a team. You've got to worry about, you know, if Edelman's going to come back for another year. Now you've got like a second wide receiver. N'Keal Harry maybe blossoms into something. Then maybe now you're not so bad.
I don't care what his numbers are. Do you want to pay a guy $100 million who is the best receiver in football and all of a sudden the Saints don't want him anymore?
He's the best.
How bad must have his encounter with Sean Payton been for them to suddenly want to get rid of him?
How much does $20 million a year hamstring you when it comes to one wide receiver, though?
No, I understand.
Do you really?
I understand that... No, yes, that's a lot of money for one guy.
And they're paying Kamara, right? Didn't they just give him a new contract?
Maybe they're trying to get rid of him.
You know, you got Breeze. Everybody can't get money. You know, look what they're going through right now. Like I said, you can't pay everybody money when you're paying your quarterback big money when Dak wanted $40 million a year. Ezekiel got his money. Cooper wants his money. Everybody can't be getting that, and you don't got defense to worry about, too.
The other thing, too, is Thomas is banged up this year, and he's been frustrated, so I'm sure that didn't help. But, man, if they could finagle a way around that salary and maybe reconstruct it somehow, I would.
Well,
oh my gosh, Thomas is exactly what they need.
Let me give you the other rumor here, too. There's a case being made for Jimmy Garoppolo, Bill Belichick reunion.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Wow.
Remember, you're talking about a quarterback that got benched.
Yes.
For C.J. Beathard.
Yep.
Who? C.J. Beathard.
And he had another massive contract.
Yes.
Yeah, the only difference here with Garoppolo is he hadn't been all that effective. He has been the quarterback of a winning program. That's what he's been. But he's not going off for 380 yards every week and leading the 49ers to victory.
Does he have to have 380 yards? But he is leading the 49ers to victory.
No, but do you want to take on that massive contract?
No.
Of course not.
Nope.
I guarantee you, if the Patriots said, we want Garoppolo, make it happen, the Niners would make it happen in the blink of an eye.
Oh, sure. They wouldn't take C.J. Beathard as their quarterback. They'd go in another direction.
Well, you obviously can't have Michael Thomas and Garoppolo on the same team.
If you're
going
to have to pay a bunch of money anyway, then keep Cam Newton.
I'm not paying him. I'm not giving him the money either.
Well, but you're going to have to pay Garoppolo.
No, but,
I'm not giving him either.
If you're going to make a boatload, you're going to spend a boatload of money with a long-term contract, I say make it Michael Thomas, not Garoppolo.
I agree with you there. Except if you have a quarterback that you think is the future of your team, you've got to give him the money.
Well, if you bring Thomas in, that makes you almost wonder if Stidham doesn't suddenly become your quarterback for next year.
No, you can't. See, that's like saying, here, let me give you the best steak I have ever cooked in my life, and I'm going to serve it to you in a dirty ashtray. I mean, come on now. That's just what you're doing. You're getting the best wide receiver.
Sounds like dinner at Rich's apartment.
Yeah, it does. It does. You're getting the best dinner, and I'm going to serve it to you on a dirty plate that my dog licked off
Poor
of.
Poor Stidham.
How about that?
Poor guy. Has
Come on now.
One game against the Super Bowl champs that isn't real good, and everybody's just dismissing him.
Here's your steak. Oh, I'm sorry. My dogs were licking it.
What if Stidham comes out and has himself a 26-for-32 with four touchdowns kind of game?
Then I'll quit.
This conversation would completely change.
First-time texter, the Saints are on the books for $243 million in cap costs for 2021.
Wow.
That could be one of the reasons why they want to get rid of some contracts there. 802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on in. We'll get to the scraps and last story standing. That's next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
You've told us how much you love listening to The Huddle, but did you know that you can watch it now, too? The Huddle streams live every day at twitch.tv/1013TheGame. It's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game. No Thursday night football tomorrow, so that's a little weird.
It is. We can have Tuesday night, but not Thursday.
I wouldn't mind substituting Thursday to Tuesday.
Can we just add football to every day of the week?
Seven days a week.
Yeah, good luck selling that to the Players Association. You're playing on Thursday and Sunday, and then you're playing Tuesday the next week. It'd be like Vermont High School football this
right.
year.
Jim in Essex, you'll quit Arnie? I'm rooting for Jimmy G then. Oh, he heard that when I mumbled that under my breath.
Wow.
I kind of mumbled that a little bit under my breath, you know what I mean? Let's get to the scraps, some of the stories out there. Celtics trying to trade up to number 8, which is the Knicks, I believe. Knicks want to get out of the top 10. Not a great NBA draft this year, so I'm not sure who they're looking at.
Yeah, they clearly have someone on their radar that they're very, very anxious to get.
Around there, I was looking at some mock drafts, and I can't tell you a lot about him, but there's one kid, he's plays in Israel now.
Yeah.
This kid's supposed to be taking like 8 or 9. That could be one of the people they're trading him for, but I don't know a lot about him.
Is he a big, hopefully, because that's all they need.
Yeah, I'll find out more about him. But, you know, again, you hear good stuff about all these guys in the top 10. You have no idea, though.
No, but it would make sense. Trade the other three guys to move up from 14 and the other two
to
8.
You don't need all those picks.
No, but I mean, the thing is, what are you going to do with your three picks? You just stash them overseas, which hasn't worked with a lot of the guys they've tried. They've already got 11 guys under contract for next year.
Well, his name is Denny Adaji.
Denny Adaji, okay.
He plays in Tel Aviv, but they say that the Cavaliers may take him. I'm at number 5. That's how good he is.
Wow.
So I don't know. I can't pretend like I think this guy's great, but you know, some of these overseas guys like Luka have really worked out.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm not saying he's the next Luka, but you know, you can't laugh.
You can't just assume that tall guys from overseas are not going to work out because Doncic has changed everything.
So keep your eye on the Celtics. I think they will. I'm going to make some type of move.
Well, they might as well. They can't use all three of those picks.
By the way, did you see the hit on Josh Norman yesterday? Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't stand Josh Norman.
Oh, my goodness.
That was beautiful.
That was a checkup from the neck up, man. That was classic stiff arm.
But he was off balance, Norman was, so yeah. He went flying, man. I'm surprised it. That hasn't been a meme out there.
They updated his wiki page.
Oh, what does it say?
And it says Josh Norman's, let me find it here, the page on the spectrum. Oh,
do I?
Henry is his dad. It's been updated to say that,
do I
that
have
Henry
a
is his father.
Do I have a wiki page?
You shouldn't know. I think I used to have a Wikipedia page, but I think I'm not famous enough anymore.
Oh, a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's what that
all right.
is.
I thought
his
wiki
father was. Is Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry. The edit read.
That was a great stiff arm.
It was.
He just really gave it
to
him.
So all of a sudden, do we have to start getting really nervous about the Tennessee Titans and not Baltimore, Kansas City, and Buffalo?
They beat the Bills 42-16. By the way, Tennessee was a 6.5-point dog. Did I not say before the game, yeah, I go, I if that's a trap, I wish I was in Vegas. I would have taken 6.5 all day
that
long.
That was like taking money from
people. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I'm shocked.
At home,
I wish, yeah.
With fans.
Unbelievable. Melvin Gordon, possible DUI. Shouldn't affect anything going on.
Well,
this
I'll tell
weekend.
You, if he doesn't play Sunday, that's going to change
the line. He'll play.
Because he is most of the Denver offense.
No Pro Bowl this year. First time since like 1940s or something like that. I didn't know it was still going on anyway. Though I say that, but it supposedly draws really good ratings for ESPN when they have
it.
Really? I don't know. I guess there's nothing else on during that time then. I'm not sure why it would draw ratings.
Yeah, that is a week of not much of anything.
Tony says Trader Danny needs to do some negotiating. I think you might be surprised between now and the beginning of the season. Yeah, Danny Ainge is certainly got 3 first-round picks and a lot to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Gordo's going to be gone, so he could really... Yeah.
Isn't it Gordo's choice to
it
stay?
It is his choice.
So
but
where is he going to go? No one's going to take that money.
Nobody's
he'll be. I guarantee you he'll be a Celtic next year.
This is
just like
you,
I guarantee Tom Brady will be a Patriot.
No, here's why he's not going to be here. Somebody will take the $30 million. But somebody like Indiana will say, fine, we'll give you a 4-year deal, but years 2, 3, and 4 isn't going to be as lucrative as the $34 million, and they'll give him a little bit less. He's from there, and he'll want to go there. And Danny Ainge will make that move in a heartbeat. I think the Pacers would make that move in a heartbeat and get back somebody who can score.
All right. I mean, if I'm the Celtics, I'm all over that.
Maybe he reworks his contract to where he gets a lump sum after his playing days are over, and it's more palatable for the Pacers now. I don't know.
Did you see the story about Mike Tyson overseas doing the
interview? Yeah, he did the interview, and I guess he was not himself. Huh?
I have the audio.
Oh, let me hear this. I
suppose
this.
The first obvious question.
That's not Mike
why
Tyson.
Do you want to do this?
I just want to do this. I plan on doing this for a charity exponent, and I think I'm capable of doing that, and that's what I want to do.
There have been concerns raised about the fact that you are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together. The fight that we should have had sooner, but unfortunately we're having it now, and that's going to be awesome.
That prompted calls to the television station across the pond, people worried about his behavior. His behalf.
Oh, I wouldn't be worried. I'd just say he's tanked or something.
Well,
like
I don't know. When I hear an aging, very aging
boxer
you're
right,
talking
yeah.
like that, that's
no.
not necessarily alcohol.
No, that you don't think that's from being hit.
No,
because
no,
he's never talked like that before.
No, I understand that. What was he talking like yesterday?
They said
I'd
it was very,
know.
The time change was very early. He woke up and he wasn't quite awake yet when he did the interview. That's what they're saying.
All right, so
that's what
that
the Tyson camp is
started drinking
anyway.
At 4 a.m. or whatever. I mean,
who knows?
No, but if that wasn't a boxer, I would be.
Rob said he had a stroke.
I would assume that he was hammered if it wasn't boxing. But when you hear about what is he? Is he 48 or something? 45?
50.
Is he 50?
Yeah.
When you hear about a 50-year-old boxer, I hope that was alcohol. I really do.
And just for you, Arnie.
Yes.
Because I know you're an LA guy.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg. Has got himself an L.A. Lakers championship
I
tattoo.
I saw that, yeah.
With a Kobe Bryant tribute, and he is proud of it.
That is done. KB on the bottom, Kobe Bryant. Larry O'Brien championship trophy with the Lakers going through the ball, Gates of Heaven up top, and it don't stop. Laker Nation.
There you go, Snoop. You don't have to play the sounder for last Thursday. Let me give you this tonight. Tonight, TJ, yeah. 8 at 8:20
yep.
and 20 seconds
yep.
in military time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 20 in the year 2020.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
This only happens once in history. So tonight at 8:20 and 20 seconds in military time, it's going to be 20 in the year 2020.
Okay, but couldn't have it happened at 10 minutes after 10? In 10 seconds in the year 10?
Why do
no.
I feel like Ogre
sure
and
did.
Why do I
no.
feel like Ogre no. and Revenge of the Nerds right now? That's
no.
deep, man.
I don't mean to bring it up, but no, it's not the first time
it is. It says this only happens once in history, where it's 2020.
Okay, yes, that's
yes,
true.
Yes, that's true. What's on Champlain Valley game night?
New England's king of comedy, comedian Bob Marley, is going to join us with the funny side of sports tonight. Also, Rich and I are going to try out a new segment called Rich's Grab Bag.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I hope it's better than the wheel.
That could also be the funny side of sports.
It could be the funny side of sports. And number 11 is going to apologize for his atrocious take on NASCAR
and
the other night.
He should.
She's denying.
For intern 11, for TJ, for Rich, I'm Arnold.